Welcome to Renew Devotionals. And this time with God and His Word today, we'll be studying the book of Revelation. Before beginning, take a few moments to center your heart. Ask God to give you faith, wisdom, and humility as you hear and respond to His Word. Our scripture today comes from Revelation chapter 4, verses 9 through 11.
And when the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, to Him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders will fall down before Him who sits on the throne, and they will worship Him who lives forever and ever, and will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are You, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For You created all things, and because of Your will they existed and were created."
This is the way things will be forever. The Nazis wanted their occupied cities in the Second World War to believe this message, to accept defeat. For people suffering under Nazi rule, what happens when hope for the future is lost? Well, resistance feels useless. Why fight back? Why persevere if things will never get better? And in the same way, followers of Christ need hope as they wait for His return. Christ will one day fully establish His reign and victory. But as the battle presses on today, Christians need a reason to continue fighting. This much needed hope is what we encounter in the book of Revelation. Revelation is a book full of symbolic visions given by God to its author, John. And their messages reveal the final outcome of history. These visions proclaim to struggling Christians, this is not the way things will be forever. Stay with it. You won't regret faithfulness. The message of Revelation was originally delivered to seven specific churches, but the variety of struggles among the churches is vast enough for believers all over the world to find something that resonates with them. For example, one church was struggling to remain firm in their beliefs as they succumbed to the immoral aspects of the culture around them. Another church found themselves suffering in extreme poverty and facing persecution for their faith. And one church, located in a prosperous and commercially vibrant city, was wrestling with the allure of what the world had to offer. The enticement of economic success and material prosperity was leading to lukewarm faith and apathy toward God. The question for each of these churches is, will they choose compromise or faithfulness? John's series of visions begin in the throne room of God. John describes creatures representing all of creation and every human nation worshiping and giving honor to God, singing, "Holy, holy, holy." In God's hand is a sealed scroll containing the message about how God's kingdom will come to be on earth as it is in heaven. But only one person can open the scroll. The Messianic King, Jesus Himself. When John turns to see this King, shockingly, he sees a sacrificed, bloody lamb. An image that reveals the inauguration of God's kingdom through Christ crucified. As God and the Lamb are worshipped, the Lamb begins to open the scroll. The scroll speaks to this present age. It acknowledges the brokenness present in this world and the destructive nature of Satan. Before Christ's return, Satan works to inspire hatred and persecution of Jesus' people on earth. Christ's enemies likewise exalt themselves and try to demand worship and allegiance from God's people. But in this time, Christians are called to live like the slain lamb, bearing witness to the truth by suffering and even dying in love for their enemies. They're called to resist compromise and hold fast their allegiance to the Lamb. God's final victory is coming. John describes a last battle where Jesus rides in on a white horse and he returns to deal with evil and vindicate his followers. In the end, Jesus defeats his enemies and gives them what they want, to exist for eternity apart from him and for themselves. Jesus puts away all evil for good, that it might never again corrupt God's creation. And lastly, after the final battle, John describes a vision of a wedding ceremony. Jesus and his people are joined in marriage. Heaven and earth are united, and God makes all things new. In the new heavens and earth, God dwells with his people, his presence permeating every square inch of the new creation. God's people are healed and restored to glorious wholeness. All people and cultures are united in peace with one another. Humanity rules the new creation as they brightly reflect God's image. And God's people spend eternity worshiping him, their souls enveloped in supreme joy and rest and satisfaction as they behold God's glory. The purpose of history, the goal of the whole Christian story, is worship. We will one day see God face to face, fully beholding his glory, and our hearts will respond in adoration to their fullest capacities. Worshiping God is what we were created for, and our hearts will sing on and on for eternity, going deeper into everlasting joy. Revelation gives us a fresh vision of this glory of the Lord. And this vision both reawakens our appetite for God and sustains us along our journey home. In this book, we see God's glory as we encounter the God who gave himself in sacrificial love to save his people, who conquered evil and death, who strengthens his people in their trials, who will one day destroy evil and its effects for good, who will restore his people and his creation to perfect wholeness, and who is holding an unspeakably glorious future existence for us. God is worthy of all our devotion and worship. So take a moment now to ask God to show you more of himself and more of his glory, that you might be strengthened to live faithfully and devotedly to him. Can you think back on an experience where you were fully engaged in worshiping God, where you felt tuned into the presence of God, where your soul sensed his beauty and his worth, where your heart maybe even felt like it just might burst, standing in awe before God and beholding who he is and how much he loves you? Moments like that are what all of eternity is going to be like. Like the crowd of worshipers in John's vision, our hearts will perpetually be singing, "Holy, holy, holy." As you listen to the worship song, let your heart bask and relish in the glory of God, expectantly awaiting eternity with him.
Come, sing of what he's done. There is hope for everyone. Sing of what he's done.